感谢主给我有机会再到 Houston 来和弟兄姊妹聚在主的跟前。
I thank the Lord for giving me this opportunity that I can come and meet with the brothers and sisters in Houston.
在还没有交通以前呢，我刚看到很多弟兄姊妹已经坐了，但是我再提一下，请原谅我。
Before I began the fellowship, I just saw that many brothers and sisters have already done this request, but I will just make this request once again.
如果你有手机，好不好把它 turn 到 vibration mode?
If you have cell phones, please turn to vibration mode.
请我们一同翻开圣经。
Let's turn to our Bible.
提摩太后书。
Second Timothy.
第二章，第一章第九节。
Second Timothy.Chapter 1, verse 9.
我们找着了，好不好？请我们先同声用中文读一遍，然后我们请姊妹用英文读一遍。
Once we found the scripture, we will read in unison in Chinese first, and then we will read in English.
提摩太后书第一章第九节。
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 9.
神救了我们，以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。这恩典是万古之先，在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。我们再请翻，哦，对不起，英文。
Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works,but according to his own purpose and grace, which we was granted unto us in Christ Jesus from all eternity.
我们再请翻到旧约的民数记。
We turn into Old Testament Numbers.
二十七章。
Chapter 27.
第十五节到第十八节。
Verses 15 to 18.
民数记。二十七章十五节到十八节。
Chapter 27, verse 15 to 18.
我们还是一同先用中文读，再用英文。
Again, we will read in English first. I mean Chinese first, and then English.
摩西对耶和华说：“愿耶和华万人之灵的神立一个人治理会众，可以在他们面前出入，也可以引导他们。”免得耶和华的会众如同没有牧人的羊群一般。耶和华对摩西说：嫩的儿子约书亚是心中有圣灵的，你将他领来，按手在他头上。好，我们就读这么多。
Then Moses spoke to the Lord, saying, May the Lord, the God of the spirit of all flesh, appoint a man over the congregation, who will go out and come in before them,and who will lead them out and bring them in, that the congregation of the Lord may not be like sheep, which have no shepherd. So the Lord said to Moses, Take Joshua the son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay your hand on him.
我们再请翻到提摩太后书。
We turn back to 2 Timothy.
第三章第十四节。
Chapter 3, verse 14.
我们一起来。
Let's read together.
但你所学习的，所确信的，要存在心里，因为你知道是跟谁学的。
You, however, continue in the things you have learned and become convinced of, knowing from whom you have learned them.
罗马书第一章第九节。
Romans chapter 1, verse 9.
第一章第九节。
Romans 1:9.
我们只读这一节的前一半。
We will only read the first half of this verse.
我们一起来。我在他儿子福音上用心灵所侍奉的神。好，我们就读到这里。
for God whom I serve in my spirit in the preaching of the gospel of his son.
在中文讲用心灵所侍奉的神，原文讲到用灵所侍奉的神。
And here the word spirit was translated as heart in Chinese.
今天早晨我们就读这么多圣经。
And this morning these will be the scriptures
which we will read. 好不好，我们在主面前有一点简单的祷告。
Let's have another simple prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
因为在你的爱中，你召聚我们到你的面前。
For you have gathered us to come before you in your love.
主啊，你不仅救我们做你的儿女。
Not only you have saved us to be your children.
并且你给我们何等的尊荣，使我们能够成为侍奉你的人。
That you have given us such privilege and glory that we should be the one who can serve you.
主啊，今天早晨我们愿意众人都安静我们的心灵在你的面前。
This morning we desire for the whole congregation to quiet our hearts before you.
我们愿意像仆人一样侍立在你的跟前。
We want to be like servants who stand before you.
愿你向我们的心说话。
May you speak to our hearts.
愿你用你的话语教导引导我们。
May you teach and guide us with your words.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for hearing our prayers.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
这一次我到 Houston 来、遇见的第一个向我问问题的人。
And this time I came to Houston, I met someone who asked me the first question.
是一个小朋友。
It's a little kid.、
他问了一个问题，他说呢、为什么我们的神要拣选摩西？
And this child asked me, why did our God choose Moses?
我想这是主给我一个印证。
And I think that this is a confirmation God has given.
当我寻求是不是这一次来 Houston、之前。
When I pray before the Lord whether or not I should come before Houston.
我在主面前问了，主啊，如果去弟兄要我交通了，没有话，那我就不去了。
I said, Lord, if I go to Houston and yet the brothers ask me to share, then I have no words.
没有从主来，如果没有从主来的话，我就跟主讲，那我不去了。
Without words from you, Lord, I will not go.
啊，结果我到主面前等候寻求啊，主就把摩西和约书亚放在我的心里。
And as I went before the Lord, He has placed upon my heart both Moses and Joshua.
结果没有想到，一下飞机第一个问题就问摩西。
And I didn't know that as soon as I got off the plane, the first question someone asked me was about Moses.
这好像主啊，帮助我建立我的胆量。
It seems as if God is helping me to strengthen my courage.
主给我一点的印证呢，这一次是主要我讲这个。
He confirmed to me that he wanted me to speak on this topic.
刚才我们读的第一处圣经讲到神呼救拯救我们。
In the first scripture that we read,talks about how God has saved us.
他用圣洁的呼召来召我们。
And he called us with a holy calling.
不是按着我们的行为。
Not according to our deeds.
乃是按着他的旨意和恩典。
But according to his will and grace.
或者这样讲，是按着他的目的和恩典。
Or we can put it this way, he called us according to his purpose and grace.
神是为着这个原因呼召摩西的。
For this reason, God also called Moses.
现在也是为着这个原因呼召我们每一个在基督里蒙恩得救的人。
And for the same purpose, he called each one of us who are saved through Jesus Christ.
我们蒙恩得救了以后，我们得着一个极大的福分。
After we are saved, we have received such a great blessing.
就是我们的人生和神的目的连在一起了。
That from now on, our life is connected to the purpose of God.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，若是我们明白它背后的意义，我们就要敬拜神。
Brother and sister, if you understand the underlying meaning, then we will worship God.
神实在爱我们。
Because God truly loves us.
不堪如我，居然能够进入神的目的。
Unworthy such as I am, I can still enter into the purpose of God.
我想每一个国家，他的元首呢，他是为着整个国家的目的来。来选人的。
I'm sure the presidents of every country will select cabinet members according for the benefit of the country.
若是我们能够被这个美国的总统选到内阁里面去，那是一个很大的尊荣。
If the president of the United States should choose you or I into his cabinet, then it is indeed our great honor.
但是当我们一蒙恩得救，神就呼召我们。
But as soon as we are saved, God called us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们和神的目的是紧紧连在一起的。
And sisters, we are so connected to God's purpose.
那么我们常常想，神的目的那么高，我怎么能达到呢？
Many times we consider God's purpose is so high and lofty, then how can I attain it?
感谢神，神呼召我们不仅照着他的目的。
We thank God because He called us not only according to His purpose,
也是照着他的恩典。
But it's also according to His grace.
这是我们可以从摩西的一生看见的。
And we can see this from the life of Moses.
当神呼召他的时候，他感觉到他是一无所能，一无所有。
When God called Moses, he felt that he was someone who has nothing and who has no ability.
他实在是蒙了恩典。
He indeed received God's grace.
所以呢，他就不再用自己的才干，不再用埃及的方法来侍奉神。
He will no longer use his own talent or skills to serve God.
神用他自己做他的能力。
And God himself became Moses' strength.
神用恩典托住摩西。
And God sustained Moses with His grace.
所以摩西成为圣经里面第一代侍奉神的人的榜样。
And Moses became the first example for those who serve God.
我们知道摩西呢是第一个照着神的旨意和目的呢来服侍神儿女们的人。
Moses was the first one who served the people, the children of God, according to God's purpose.
他是一个开创的人。
And he is a forerunner.
他是一个扭转时代的人。
And he's the one who changed the time.
他生活的时代呢，出生的时候，以色列人是在埃及做奴工，在埃及的为奴之家。
When he was born in the land of Egypt and was born as a slave.
但是呢，神得着了摩西，就把整个时代改变。
After God has gained hold of Moses, the entire generation has changed.
使以色列人呢，从为奴之家出来呢，称作神的儿子，并且是长子。
The house of Israel will leave the house of slavery and becomes the children of God.
世界再不能辖制他们。
The world can no longer have dominion over them.
罪再不能够辖制他们。
Sin has no dominion over
them. 他们成为神的儿女。
They are called the children of God.
但是摩西虽然开创了时代。
Even though Moses began such time,
扭转了时代。
He changed his time.
但是摩西并没有完成神原初的那个目的。
But he did not fulfill God's initial purpose.
所以我们读摩西五经，特别到了民数记的末了和生命记的末了。
So when we read the five books of Moses, especially to the end of the book of Numbers and Leviticus,
好像是摩西呢感觉到他的年日。到了要结束的时候
，Moses seems to know that he has come to the end of his time.
他到神的面前来祷告，来请求。
And he came before the Lord to pray and to ask.
他说：“愿耶和华万人之灵的神立一个人治理会众。
”He says, "For may the God of the spirit of all flesh appoint a man over the congregation."
虽然摩西知道神的目的呢，是要以色列人进到应许之地，来享受神所供应一切的丰富。
Even though Moses knows that it is God's desire to bring the congregation into the promised land to serve God.
但是他的年日已经到了结束，还没有完成这个目的。
But his time has come to the end, and he cannot fulfill that purpose.
所以他在神的面前有一个祷告。
Before God, he has such prayer.
他说：“愿神呢，就是万人之灵的神。”
May the Lord, the God of the spirits of all
flesh. 这是一个很特别的称呼。
This is a very unique title.
我们每一个人都有灵。
Every one of us have a spirit.
而这个灵呢，是出于神的。
And this spirit came from God.
神是我们的主宰。
And God is our Lord.
不论我们信主没有信主
，Whether we believe in Him or not，
得救了没有得救
，Whether we are saved or not，
神都是我们的主宰。
God is our God.
那么愿这样的神呢？换句话说，他认识我们的灵。
And may this God who knows our spirits，
他知道我们真实的光景。
He knows our true condition.
他来拣选一个人
，That He will appoint a man，
会众。
And this man shall be over the congregation.
神立刻就回答了。
God immediately answered.
神说：“嫩的儿子约书亚。”
He says, "The son of Nun, Joshua."
他心中是有圣灵的。
He is one who has a spirit.
啊，这个圣灵啊，在中文那个圣呢，是点点点，表示呢很难判别，这是他的灵还是神的灵。
We know that some translation that says in whom that has the Holy Spirit, and we are unable to be certain if the Holy was an original translation.
神因着摩西，因着约书亚里面的灵，他立刻就说，你按手在他的头上。
But because Joshua has the Spirit, God says, lay your hand upon him.
我们看见约书亚因此就起来接续摩西的侍奉。
We see that from now on, Joshua rise up to continue Moses' work.
摩西是一个开创的人，是一个扭转时代的人。
Moses was the one who began such work. He was the one that changed time.
那么约书亚呢，就是一个接续的人，是一个完成的侍奉。
And but Joshua continued the service, and he completed the service.
这个今天在我们每一个神的儿女们身上呢，好像这两个榜样呢，都成为我们的一个学习。
And these two are became the model, an example for all of us.
在人要拣选，人来承担责任的时候
，If men want to select a successor,
人是重视我们的这个人的。聪明才干
We pay attention to the talent and the skill.
重视这个人的这个外貌和身材
We even pay attention to the physical traits.
啊，这个我们讲到呢，就是人看人的时候是重视一个人的魂
And so we know that men emphasize on another man's soul.
啊，重视一个人的身体
We emphasize on his physical body.
我们知道，当神吩咐撒母耳去到耶西的家里面
And when God has sent Samuel to Jesse's house
要高他的一个儿子来做以色列的王
To anoint one of his son to be the king of Israel
耶西就把他前面的七个儿子都找来了
And Jesse had called all his called his first seven sons
当他的大儿子来到撒母耳面前撒母耳一看呢他身材高大哈
And when Jesse called the first son to walk before Samuel, Samuel looked at him and he says he has great physical height.
并且呢，他容貌俊美。
And he was handsome.
啊，他心里就说耶和华一定是选他。
So Samuel's heart says, God definitely would choose this.
今天人要选人的时候呢，是看人的外貌，看你哪个学校毕业的。
Today, if we want to look to find a successor, we will pay attention to your educational background.
看你呢，是不是很有才干，很有毅力
？To see if you have strength, if you are determined.
人重视我们的魂。
And because we emphasize on the man's soul.
所以呢，我们看见地上呢，很多有能力的人，有办法的人，就能做很多的大事。
We see today, there are those who are very capable. They can do great things.
摩西在他四十岁那一年呢，他就是一个这样的人。
Moses was such a man when he was 40 years old.
他当时对于侍奉的观念呢，就是神应该用他，因为他有能力。
His concept at that time was God ought to have used him because he is one with great power.
他虽然心是好的要侍奉神
Even though he has a great heart that desires to serve God.
但是神却没有办法用他
But God cannot use him.
神说摩西你需要休息一下
Says Moses you need to rest.
啊，所以神就安排环境呢，让他到旷野去四十年
So through circumstances, God has arranged for him to stay in the wilderness for 40 years.
那四十年是隐藏的年日。
And those 40 years are hidden years.
外面好像没有提到一句神与他同在。
Outwardly, it did not mention that God was with Moses.
但是实际上，神的手在他的身上做工，制作他。
But in reality, God's hand was upon him to work in him.
好，我们看见，当摩西要求神拣选一个人的时候。
So when we see Moses requesting God to appoint another man,
摩西非常那个时候他已经非常了解神的心了。
At that time, Moses already knew God's heart.
所以他称神做万人之灵的神。
That's why he called God the spirit of all flesh.
他知道神是看人的灵的光景。
He knows that God is one who sees into man's spirit.
若是我们要侍奉神
，If we want to serve God,
神重视的是我们的灵，而不是我们的。当然我们需要有好的身体哈。
God will look into our spirit more than anything else. Of course, we need to have a good physical body.
我们需要有我们的才干。
We need to have a talent.
但是神重视的是人的灵。
But what God emphasizes is man's spirit.
为什么呢？
Why is it?
因为神自己是灵。
Because God himself is a spirit.
他绝不可能在他自己之外得着任何的侍奉。
He will not gain any other service outside of himself.
所以神拣选了约书亚，他说呢，嫩的儿子约书亚，他里面是有灵的。
So when God selected Joshua, he said the son of Nun, Joshua, he has a spirit.
我们要解释一下哈，我想身体和魂呢，我们都很容易明白。
I would like to explain this a little bit. I'm sure we all are very clear.
我们的身体是
body and soul.
我们的身体呢，是属物质的。
Our body is something a material.
是生理的。
Physical.
这是有形，我们可以感觉，可以摸到的。
It has a form. It's something we can feel and touch.
每一个人的身体啊，也和别人的身体不一样，有我们的特性的。
Each one of us, each one of our body is different than the next.
有的人高，有的人矮。
Some are taller, some are shorter.
有的人强壮，有的人软弱。
Some are stronger and some are weaker.
那什么是魂呢？
What is a soul?
魂呢，我们可以简单的讲，就是一个人的个性。
We can say that the soul is a character of a man.
是一个人的人格。
It is the trait of a man.
在人的个性和人格里面呢，至少包含三样的官能。
And in this character and traits, it contains three functions.
一个呢，就是一个人的思想。
And one is contains man's thought.
Mind.
第二个呢，
就是一个人的情感。
And second, it contains man's emotion.
第三方面呢，就是人的意志。
And third, it contains man's.
这三个官能呢，结合在我们的里面，它就成为我们的个性。
And these three combined in us, which forms our character.
我们讲我们的身体有它的形状。
We say that our body has its form.
我们的魂呢也有它的形状。
And our soul also has a form.
这个个性呢就是一个我们一种器皿一种的形状。
And this character is a form.
每个人都不一样。
Each one of us are different.
所以我们中文叫它做个性。
And that's why Chinese call it character.
Personality.
Oh, personality.
跟你这个 person 有关系的。
It is called personality because it's related to you.
你是一个 person， 所以你有你自己的 personality.
You are a person. You have your own personality.
这个是我们魂的形状。
And that forms the. 所以 that is the forms of our person.
比如说，我们光看人的外貌哈，我觉得我认识他了，一相处才发现，哎呀，他不是我认识的那个人。
And sometimes we see someone, we think that we know that person, but when you live with that person, you find out you don't know him.
为什么呢？我相处了以后，我就摸到他这个魂的形状，他的个性了，我才知道我了解他了。
Because after you know such person, you begin to know the form and the shape of their soul.
那么在我们这个人的里面，这个才干呢，就是这个魂这个器皿的度量。
And the talents of a man is the capacity.
这个 ability,
ability.
就是我们的 measure, the capacity of our this vessel. 有的人魂很大。
Some people's soul has great capacity.
所以他一出来的讲话别人都跟着他走。
And when they
leader 型的。
And when they speak to the public, everyone will follow him.
有的人魂啊，他这个度量呢就比较小一点。
Some people have smaller measure.
特别我在美国碰见很多做丈夫的都说我不要做头啊。
And I met many husbands in America. They said I don't want to be the head.
圣经说我要做妻子的头，我宁可我妻子领导我哈，什么事都由他负责。
The Bible
出了问题了都是他的责任，那我就最舒服了。
The Bible says, the husband needs to be the head of the over the wife, but I don't want to be the head. I want my wife to lead. Whatever she says, it counts.
为什么呢？因为我们有时候感觉我们这个人的度量不够。
Why is it? It's because many times our measure is not enough.
这个是魂。
This is regards.
那么什么是灵呢？
What is the spirit?
很多时候我们今天啊，只知道这个名词，但是它到底内容是什么，我们不知道。
Many times we know this term, the spirit, yet we do not know the content.
我要用最粗浅的话和弟兄姊妹一起来 思想一想。
I will use very simple words to explain about the spirit.
灵呢，可以是讲哈，是一个人的气质。
The spirit is an aura of a man.
啊，将我们这个人的魂，我们的人格呢，着上色彩的那一部分。
It is one that colors our character and our personality.
好，我们每一个人都有我们的魂，但是每一个人的魂啊，一样的谦和，但是不一样啊。为什么他有他的灵那个色彩？
Each one of us have our soul, and we may possess humility in us, but this humility between the two men will be different because the aura is colored differently.
气质呢是不需要用言语来表达的。
Aura is something that you do not have to convey through words.
比如像有的时候我们碰见一个从来没有见过面的人。
Sometimes you will encounter someone you never met before.
他也没有说话，他坐在那里，你就觉得他是一个很斯文的人。
They did not speak a word. They just simply sat there. You think that this is a very
very gentle
person.
Yeah. 也有的人呢，他坐在那里，你就感觉了他像 John Wayne 一样。
And some people just by sitting there, you feel like he is John Wayne.
啊，他是一个这个很男人气概的人。
And he's a very masculine guy.
啊，这个是那个人的气质，是他里面的灵所表现出来的。
And this is an aura of a man that is expressing his spirit.
所以我们认识主话语的人，有的人这样讲，灵乃是我们人里面的真我。
And some people who knows the word of God will say spirit is the true self within a man.
那么我们读圣经，我们也知道灵里面呢有三种的官能结合成为我们的灵的。
And when we study the Bible, we also find that there's three functions to a spirit.
这三种的官能在我们里面呢，它造使我们能够认识神，我们称它叫做神觉。
And these three functions will cause us to know God, and these are faculty that help us to know Him.
好，我们知道我们的肉体啊，有很多的官能，比如说眼睛呢可以看，我们叫它做视觉。
We know that our body has many functions. For example, our eyes, which can see.
耳朵可以听，我们叫它做听觉。
Our ears, we can hear.
啊，鼻子可以闻，我们叫它做嗅觉。
And our nose, we can smell.
那么我们今天呢，怎么认识神呢？需要用我们的灵，我们可以认识神，这个叫做神觉的官能。
But today, how do we know God? We need to use our spirit, and that is a God-knowing faculty.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人蒙恩得救，就是我们的灵活过来了。
Brothers and sisters, each one of us who are saved is because our spirit had come alive.
之前我们想要人用理论告诉我神是怎样的。
Formerly, people will try to convince us with knowledge who God is.
用科学、用哲学、用人的智慧来讲到神。
And they will tell us through science, through philosophy to about God.
但是呢，一个人得救了以后，我们就知道我们不需要这些了。
But after you're saved, you know that you don't need to rely upon such things.
因为我的灵活过来了。
Because my spirit is alive.
在我的灵里面，我能够认识神了。
Within my spirit, I'm able to know God.
好，我能够看见神了。
I am able to see God.
因为呢，那个看见就好像我肉身有眼睛，我就有视觉一样。
Because that seeing is just as my physical body has eyes, then I'm able to see.
我生命里面的灵觉活过来了，那我就能够认识神了。
And the God sensing faculty is made alive in me, so I'm able to see God.
这个是人的灵。
This is the spirit of God.
那么这个神觉里面包含哪三个主要的官能呢？
And these three God senses included these.
圣经里面告诉我们，第一个是人里面的良心。
First is the conscience within a man.
这是人和所有的动物不同的一个很基本的点。
And this is the basic difference between man and animal.
啊，所有的生物呢，就是高等哺乳类。
And in all the animals, the
Mammals. 他们虽然也有智力，很聪明，也会学会用工具。
Although they have intelligence and they are even able to learn to use tools.
但是他没有良心。
But they do not have.
他一切的行为都是在基因里面已经设定好的。
All their behavior are already designed in their genes.
Programmed in their genes. 所以他到了什么该做什么事都是一样的。
And so they will react to things according to the program in their genes.
那个叫做本能。
And this is their basic instinct.
啊，对。但是呢，人里面有一个良心。
But in man, there is a conscience.
神借着这个让人知道什么是对的，什么是错的。
Through this, man will know what is right and what is wrong.
一个人得救了以后，他良心就好像窗户呢，玻璃擦干净了一样，变得亮了。
After a man is saved, this window to their conscience has been wiped clean.
我们虽然没有得救，不信主啊，人也有良心的，但是那个良心是模模糊糊的。
Before you are saved, you still have conscience, but the conscience is dimmed.
而且很多时候我们会呢，昧着良心说话和做事的。
And many times we're able to speak without our conscience, against our conscience.
这个老练一点的人这样做，脸也不会红，心也不跳的。
And those who are used to doing such thing, they their face won't even turn red.
而我们呢，用很多人的理由来遮盖自己。掩护自己。
We use men's reasoning to hide ourselves.
但是一个真正蒙恩得救的人呢，我们活在主面前正常的话，我们良心是敏锐明亮的。
But a person who has been saved, who truly lives before God, then your conscience is very sensitive.
有的时候我们说了话做了事，良心会痛苦。
Sometimes you do something, say something contrary to your conscience,then you will feel agony.
我们就非要去对付不可。
You have to go deal with it.
向人道歉。
You have to confess.
向人认罪。
You have to apologize.
To confess. 然后到主的面前去。
And then you go before God.
我们去认罪，去取用基督的血。
And we confess before him and take the blood of Christ.
我们感谢神了，神是信实的。
We thank God for he is faithful.
当我们肯认自己的罪的时候呢，他儿子耶稣基督的血就洗净我们一切的不义。
When we are willing to confess our sins, then the precious blood of His Son Jesus Christ will wash clean our sins.
叫我们的良心再干净了。
So that our conscience will be made clean.
再得着平安。
We will again receive peace.
所以有的时候我们在聚会里面看见一些弟兄姊妹啊，当他一来到主面前呢，有这样的经历的时候，整个人脸就柔和了。
Sometimes you observe some brother and sister who come in the midst of the meeting. They have such experience before God, and their countenance are softened.
虽然我们自己并不明白，好像有些朋友在聚会里面呢，主的话一进去，他接受了，整个人就柔和。那个发生在人的良心里面，洗得洁净了。
Even some friend, unbelieving friends, when God's word entered into their hearts, His words softened their face and washed their sins.
这个是良心。
This is conscience.
第二个呢？就是在人的灵里面有一个直觉。
Secondly, in man's heart there is an intuition.
这个直觉就是不需要借着外界的学习和方法，我们可以知道的一个功能。
And this intuition is not something learned outwardly.
是直接的到我们里面，我们就认识。
It comes into our heart directly, and we immediately know.
人没有得救以前呢，虽然有灵这个直觉呢，有时候有，有时候又没有，好像是若隐若现。
Before men are saved, sometimes it seems like we do have this intuition.
有时候我们
sometimes it disappears.
对，有的时候呢，我们和弟兄姊妹打电话，我接到电话哎呀，这好久不见的人，我们听他讲说，我正想给你打电话，你就打来了。
Sometimes we will call a friend and we have not seen for a long time.And as you call them, he says, I just wanted to call you too.
这个想是哪里来的呢？
And where is that desire?
是在人的直觉里面。
It resides in man's intuition.
有时候一些事情还没有发生，我里面有一个感觉他会这样。
Sometimes before something happens, I already intuitively know what will happen.
所以英文讲这个，我有一个 gut feeling.
And the English word gut feeling describes as well.
这个就是我们里面的直觉，你讲不出理由的。
You cannot give a reason to it.
但是呢，一碰到那个环境，你里面就有一个这样的认识，有一个知识在那里。
But when you're in the circumstances, you have this intuitive feeling.
这说出我们灵它还在那里。
It tells us that our spirit is still
there. 只是它的功能不是那么明显。
But the function is not revealed.
特别在我们人爱的关系中啊，这种直觉的经历就更多了。
Especially in our relationship of love, you can experience this even more.
像父母和子女之间。
And this, you can see from the relationship between parents and children.
没有电话，也没有 email 呢，但是呢，忽然之间，这个母亲呢，心里感觉一件事情，她的儿子有事情。
Without telephone, without emails, all of a sudden the mother will feel something is happening to her son.
这个是灵里面的一个官能。
This is one of the faculty of the function of a spirit.
这个直觉是让我们去认识神的。
And this intuition allows us to know God.
所以我们基督徒啊，有时候读圣经呢，忽然那一句话你就好像跳出来一样啊。
So as when we read the Bible, sometimes it seems like some word, some verses will just jump out.
你可能读了一整章圣经，就是那一节圣经呢，抓住我们的心，那是属灵的直觉，主向我们说话。
You may have read the entire chapter, yet only one verse jumped out at you. That is your spiritual intuition. The Lord has spoken to you.
灵里面第三个官能呢，我们称它叫做交通。
And the third function of the spirit is fellowship.
或者叫做敬拜。
Or worship.
这个交通就是说呢，我们找到了对说话的对象。
This fellowship means that we have found someone who we can relate to.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天坐在这里。
Sister, we are sitting here today.
你知不知道主也在这里呢？
Do you know that God is also here?
你怎么知道主在这里？
How do you know that the Lord is here?
是我灵里面那个交通的官能。
It's because the function within me that I can fellowship with him.
一个人怎么知道得救了呢？
How does a man know that he is saved?
特别我们中间年轻的弟兄姊妹。
Especially for the younger brothers and sisters among us.
啊，从小呢，可能我们的父母亲就带着我们祷告。
Maybe your parents have led you into prayer since you were young.
好，我们从小呢也学会了一套祷告的词，至少可以应付妈妈，应付爸爸。
Ever since we're young, we also learned the vocabularies of some prayer words that we can pray before my parents.
但是你那个祷告呢，只是听祷告给爸爸妈妈听的，神没听见。
But those prayers are only offered on your parents, but not to God.
因为呢，我们里面没有摸到主。
Because you have not touched God inside.
我听过好多年轻的弟兄姊妹讲，我在我几岁的时候，有一天我自己祷告，忽然之间通了，好像电话接通了。
Many younger brothers and sisters will testify that one day as I pray by myself, it seems like I'm able to speak to God.
主忽然来到我里面了。
God came into my life.
其实是我们的灵向着神活过来了。
In actuality, it is because our spirit is made alive to God.
我年轻的时候有一位年长的姊妹，她就是这样。
When I was young, I know an elderly sister. She was like this.
她成长在一个非常敬虔的基督徒家庭里面。
She grew up in a very godly family.
她从小就顺服。
And she was very obedient.
她非常的敬重她的父母亲。
She loved honor her parents.
她每天都祷告。
She will pray daily.
但对她来讲，那是一个爱爸爸妈妈一个顺服的行为而已。
But to her, this is just a way to show her love of her parents.
在她十二岁那一年，有一天晚上她祷告。
When she was 12 years old, one day she was.
她仍然像每天一样祷告同样的话。
It was just like any other day. She was using the same words in her prayers.
她说：“主耶稣，我感谢你。”
She said, "Jesus, Lord, I thank you."
谢谢你在十字架上为我舍命。
Thank you for dying on the cross for me.
你是我的救主。
You are my savior.
他说：“主啊，我现在要睡觉了。”
So Lord, I'm going to sleep.
求你保守我的灵魂。
And keep my spirit.
让我明天呢能够醒得来。
And cause me to wake up the next morning.
如果我醒不来，求你接受我的灵魂。这是他从小爸爸妈妈就教他的祷告。
If I am unable to wake up next day, please receive my spirit.
这个祷告很敬虔，对不对？
This is a prayer which her parents had taught her since she was young. A very standard prayer. Everything is taken care of, that she will be peaceful when she's sleeping. Even if she's not peaceful, her spirit will be taken up.
但是那一天她祷告的时候，忽然感觉呢，这封信寄出去了。
But that day as she prayed, she felt that this letter was sent out.
她感觉她整个房间充满了神的同在。
She felt her entire room was filled with the presence of God.
其实神一直与她同在，只是她没有那个交通的官能。
God has always been with her all this time, but she did not have the faculty to fellowship with God.
那一天她的灵开了。
That day her spirit was open.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这是极其宝贵的。
This is indeed precious.
若是我们里面灵是这样的明亮活泼的话。
If you have such lively spirit within you,
我们的生活会何等不一样。
Our life will be so different.
我们的主何等爱我们。
How our Lord loves us.
我们用灵来侍奉我们的神。
That we shall serve him with our spirit.
这是保罗他自己对罗马的弟兄姊妹所说的话。
And this is the word that Paul has spoken to the brothers and sisters at Rome.
他说：“我是用我的灵在他儿子的福音上来侍奉我的神。”
So I have served God in my spirit in the preaching of the gospel.
我自己在主面前好多年了，我就问主，什么叫做用灵来侍奉呢？
And I asked the Lord for many years, what does it mean to serve in spirit?
你知道要用身体侍奉，我们很容易明白，对不对？
It is so easy for us to understand to serve God with our body.
如果你要我祷告呢，跪下来，这是身体的动作，很容易啊，我就跪下来就好。
If you want me to pray and kneel down to pray, then I just do it. It's very easy to me.
我来聚会呢，你安排我做一件事情，我用身体去做了。把它做好，那就侍奉了，对不对？
When I come to the meeting, you ask me to do something, I will use my physical body to accomplish the task.
我们是要把身体给主，好让主用。
We do need to offer our body to God so He can use it.
但是这样做的事情呢，我们还不一定是用灵来侍奉。
But you can do so many things, yet you're still not using your spirit.
我们也很习惯于用我们的魂。
We're also accustomed to use our soul.
好，比如说呢，我要起来讲一点话。
For example, I need to stand here to speak
some words. 我就很紧张了，很警觉。
I'm very nervous and alert.
好，别人讲什么话我都听了，把它分析调理了以后，组织成为我的思想，然后我讲的时候就侃侃而谈。
And I can hear what other people are talking about, and I can reorganize it and then speak to you.
好，这个叫别人觉得你讲的很有道理。
And so people feel that you are very humorous in your ways of speech or eloquent.
但是我是用我的思想，那是用我的魂。
But yet I'm just using my mind.
魂借着我的身体来发表他的自己。
And the soul is expressing itself through this physical body.
这样子神还是没有得着侍奉。
If this is the way you serve, God has not obtained the service.
今天很多神的儿女们呢，停在这个层面，就觉得神应该领我的情了。
Unfortunately, many children of God remain at this stage and think that this is enough for God.
你看我心是这么好。
Look, my heart is so good.
我话语是这么样的有说服力。
And my words are so persuasive.
我们也可能很会用自己的情感。
And we are also able to use our emotions.
讲到自己都哭了，别人也哭了。
We can speak to the point that I shed tears and other people are shedding tears.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们觉得这样就是一个很好的侍奉了。
Brothers and sisters, many times we feel that this is good enough service.
但是保罗他说，我用灵来侍奉我的神。
But Paul says, I use my spirit to serve my God.
神重视我们这个人的灵，胜过重视我们外面的一切。
God looks to our spirit more than anything else.
好，我们在教会历史中，就是近代的历史中，我们都看见，有一些人呢，他外面根本不可能被主用。
We see this fact realized in many of the people in the history of church, even in the modern history. Some people outwardly, God, it seems like God is unable to use them.
住在那个地方，那个地方就蒙福，就有光。
But because he lives in that location, that location receives light.
早期在中国基督徒中间有一本书哈，叫做《暗示之后》。
And there is a book that many Christians like to read, which is called The Queen of the Dark Chamber.
啊，这位姊妹呢，她得了一种病呢，不能见光的。
This sister has this illness which she cannot see light.
她根本不能出门的。
She cannot even leave her door.
她就住在她那个暗室的里面。
She just lives in this dark chamber.
在 Pennsylvania.
And lives in Pennsylvania.
那时候多少的人呢，因着她蒙了祝福。
Yet so many people around her were blessed because of her.
有喝醉酒的人。
There are some drunkards.
犯罪的人。
Those people who sin.
也有国会的议员。
And there are senators.
他们到了那里，里面就明亮了。
They all went to her, and as they approach her, they are enlightened.
这个姊妹，她活在灵里面。
This is a sister who lives in the spirit.
她会用她的灵。
She knows how to use her spirit.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，所以啊，约书亚他是在摩西的手下被神制作的。
Brother sister Joshua was one who was. Worked on by God under Moses.
他跟随摩西呢，神就在他的灵里面做工。
He followed Moses so that God's able to work in his spirit.
当然会有很多外面的环境。
Of course, there are many circumstances in his life.
但是这些外面环境不仅仅摸到他的身体的感觉，摸到他这个魂里面的感觉。
And all these things would touch his physical body and his the feeling of his soul.
这外面的环境呢，直接的摸到了这个人的灵。
And this environment also touched his inner spirit.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，那个叫做属灵的教育。
Brother and sister, this is a spiritual education.
属灵的教育，神就是一直借着人、事情和外面的环境来培养我们的灵。
And spiritual education is trained through men and the things around us.
来对付我们的魂，好叫我们的灵变得明亮。
He used these to deal with our soul so that our spirit would be
好叫我们的灵变得敏锐。
So that our spirit can be sensitive.
好叫我们灵变得活泼。
And our spirit becomes lively.
所以中文呢讲到灵的时候，一个人行动很麻利，叫做灵敏。
And so,
灵活他怎么不讲 体很活呢他讲灵活、yeah. 对不起没 没有关系不用分
There's no such word in English
主这样来培养我们的灵、
oh, I don't know
其实他已经翻了刚才都翻了
And God cultivate our spirit
好叫我们呢学会用我们的灵来侍奉我们的神
so that we know how to serve our God with our spirit
那么我们再讲啊什么样叫做用灵呢
so now we want to talk about what does it mean to use a spirit
我们从摩西他四十岁的那个服事我们来做一个说明
and we will use this example from Moses when he was 40 years old
用灵就是不用人的才干
To use spirit means that you will not use man's talent.
不用人的聪明。
You will not use man's wisdom.
不用人的方法。
Nor man's methods.
不用人的理由。
Nor man's reasoning.
不用人的意志。
You will not use man's will.
摩西呢，在四十岁那一年呢，神给他上这一课，告诉他 no.
Moses learned this lesson from God when he was 40 years ago. 40 years old, and God told him no.
但是他要接受这一个，他要用四十年，他才说 yes.
But in order to accept this lesson, it took him another 40 years to learn.
好，我们先把魂的、身体的这些先看，这不是用灵。
We look at our soul and body. This is not using the spirit.
接下来呢，我们什么叫做用灵呢？
So what does it mean to use the spirit?
我早期请教一些年长的弟兄，他说你有灵呢，你就有精神，讲话就大声一点。
Early on, I asked some brothers, "What does this mean?" He says, "Well, if you have spirit, then you have strength. You will be able to speak loudly."
但是有的时候我发现我侍奉声音很大，里面很虚啊。
But many times I feel that even though I have this great booming voice, but my heart feels weak.
而且有的时候看别人服侍，觉得。这个好像很用意志。
And I look at other people who serve, they serve with such determination.
所以有人讲，你在台上怎么讲话有金属摩擦的声音呢？
And he says, when you speak up there on the pulpit, it seems like there is sounds of brass clashing each other, metal clashing each other.
我们呢，憋出来一个东西，我发现这个也不是理。
We force out something from within, and that is not spirit.
那么后来也就学到哈，用灵呢就是用信心。
Later on, I learned that to use spirit is to use faith.
这确实是用灵的一种的说明。
And yes, this is one way to explain it.
那我们要回到源头来看。
But we need to return to the source.
神造我们的时候呢，我们人呢外面有体。
When God made man, He made this physical body.
然后他向着那个尘土所造的人的鼻孔呢，吹了一口气，生命的气。
And then He breathed into the nostril of this man that is formed out of dust.
那个生命气就是神的灵呢，一进到那个尘土造的人的鼻孔里面，他就有了魂。
And when the man receives the breath of life, he receives soul.
他得着了一个人的魂。
He received the soul of a man.
那么在这个人的魂里面呢，人有一个灵。
And within the soul of man, there is a spirit.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，人这三方面哈，最里面的是人的灵。
Brothers and sisters, man is made out of these three members.
那么
the most inner man is the spirit.
神造人呢，他的次序最里面的应该是最高的，他应该是在指挥中心的。
And when God made man, He had made it such order that the inner man is the one who takes control.
然后呢，灵来指挥我们的魂。
And the spirit gives charge to the soul.
魂呢，来使用我们的身体。
The soul utilizes the body.
这样生活，那个叫做用灵。
And this such kind of life is to use the Spirit.
这样侍奉那个叫做用灵。
Such kind of service is one that serves with Spirit.
但是因着仇敌的诡计呢，我们的始祖亚当堕落失败了。
And because the device of Satan and our Adam fell.
啊，当他们一吃了那分别善恶树上的果子。
When he took the fruit.When he took the tree of the knowledge of good and evil,
神在人里面设定的那个次序呢，就颠倒了。
And he has turned the God's order in man upside down.
或者呢，被破坏了。
And he destroyed this order.
人的灵呢，就被软禁起来了。
And the man's spirit is being taken captive.
被人的魂所包围了。
And it is enveloped by the soul of man.
所以人虽然还有灵呢，但是他的官能就变得模模糊糊的。
Even though man still possesses spirit within, but it is not functioning.
感谢神，他在他的爱子耶稣基督里面救赎了我们。
We thank God that He has saved us through His beloved Son, Lord Jesus Christ.
Fanny Crosby 有一首诗歌。
Sister Fanny Crosby wrote a hymn.
她说。这个有福的确据耶稣属我耶稣是我的、啊、
He says a blessed assurance that Jesus is mine、
啊、他第二句话他说呢我呢这个以油宝血洗洁净了然后以油灵重生做神的儿女
And washed in his spirit and set free in, 啊, in spirit、
啊、washing his blood
washing his blood and set free in his spirit
and become his heirs by the spirit
Okay.
借着圣灵做了神的后嗣好我们感谢主这一个救赎呢使我们的灵魂身体呢次序 回来了
We thank God for his redemption has saved us and restored the right order of man
并且在这样情形里面呢神的灵来住在我们的灵里面
And under these circumstances God's spirit returned and lived in man
我们借着灵里面的官能来跟随圣灵
And through the faculties in our spirit, we are able to follow God.
所以基督徒要非常留意自己的良心的。
So Christian must pay special attention to your own conscience.
以往我们可以昧着良心说话，用理由来遮盖自己。现在我们千万不要做这种事。
In the past, you can speak against your conscience, but now you cannot do so.
我们如果圣灵给我们里面有一点感动，那个直觉哈，我们要尊重。
If God has given us some intuition, we need to honor it.
所以保罗告诉我们说呢，我们不要消灭圣灵的感动。
And Paul says, do not diminish the moving of the Spirit.
Quench the Holy Spirit. 圣灵在我们里面感动，在我们直觉里面，我们不要消灭。
If the Holy Spirit moves us, then do not quench the guidance.
好，我们要用信心在灵里面与主交通，注视他。
But through faith, we fellowship with him and fix our eyes upon him.
刚才我们唱那首诗歌第二节哈。
And the hymn that we just sang in verse 2.
中文呢，他说：“让我灵望你，有坚定把握我给你。”
He says, "Cause us to fix our eyes upon you."
他英文呢，他是讲 soul， 但是中文把它翻成灵。Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine.使我让我的意志消失在你的旨意的里面。
That my will be lost in thine.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，若是我们常常这样子操练呢，我们就慢慢学会了活在灵里，并且让灵来管理魂，魂来使用身体，这个叫做用灵侍奉。
But sister, if we always exercise this and allow the spirit to take control of our soul.And our soul to take control of our body.
若是我们不明白这个啊，我们以为不说话了，但是很用意志，这个对感染别人，那个就是用灵了。
If we feel that we don't need to say anything, but use our will to influence other people, then that is spirit, which is not the case.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，那个是不对的。
That is not right.
我们需要认识什么叫做用灵侍奉。
We need to know what it means to serve in the spirit.
这样的侍奉在神的面前才算数的。
And such spirit is accountable before God.
这样的侍奉在神面前呢，才是可悦纳的。
And such service is acceptable before God.
我们要用我们的思想，但是在灵，在圣灵的管制底下使用。
We need to use our mind, but it needs to be under the control of the Spirit.
我们讲到呢，约书亚就是在这个点上面有40年的功夫跟随摩西学习。
And we talked about that Joshua learned to serve for 40 years.
我们知道约书亚呢，在离开埃及的时候，他大约四十岁。
When Joshua left Egypt, he was about 40 years old.
所以他在埃及呢，见过神借着摩西所行的十件神迹。
So he saw the 10 miracles God has performed in Egypt.
他的信心被建立。
And his faith was established.
他也经过了红海。
He also passed through the Red Sea.
到了大而可怕的旷野里面。
And entered into the great, and awesome desert.
他可能呢，在离开埃及前呢，他就做了摩西的帮手。
And even before he left Egypt, he became the servant of Moses.
所以神用四十年的光阴呢，借着摩西来帮助约书亚。
And God used this 40 years time to help Joshua through Moses.
给他属灵的教育。
To give him spiritual training.
来培养他的灵。
And to work on his spirit.
所以到了民数记呢，他们面对着这个约旦河，要过约旦河之前呢。神说嫩的儿子约书亚里面是有灵的。
And so when they had come to the book of Numbers, they came to the bank of the river Jordan. God told Moses, the son of Nun, Joshua, he has spirit.
他已经在灵里面学会了。
He has already learned
in his spirit. 这个人能够成为神的器皿。
And he is able to become God's vessel.
他的灵的光景，灵的品质，在神的眼中看是可用的。
And the character of this spirit, the quality of the spirit is usable by God.
所以我们还有一点时间，我和弟兄姊妹来交通约书亚的灵。
We still have some time left, which I will share with you the spirit of Joshua.
这几个点呢，说出他灵里面的一个光景。
And this speaks of his condition of his spirit.
说出他灵里面的品质。
It talks about the quality of the spirit.
就好像我们每一个人的有身体啊，这个体有体质啊。
Just like your body, you have this quality of your body.
有一个做医生的讲啊，他说我做医生呢，对中国人看病最容易了。
He says, I'm a doctor. I met someone who's a doctor. He says it's easy to diagnose Chinese people.
他说别人问为什么医生那个人是这样子，为什么我会有这个样子呢？
And because they will ask question, doctor, why is that person in this condition and I am this way?
他说因为你的体质跟他不一样，他马上就同意接受了，就不会
问题了。All I had to say is your body is different quality than his, and then the patient will accept such explanation.
我们的魂也有它的样式，就是我们每个人个性不同。
Our spirit also have its image because we are all different.
啊，我们有我们的 personality 魂哈，但是灵的光景哈，我们讲到这是灵的品质。每个人呢，我们需要在主面前接受教育和操练。
But our spirit is also of different qualities because we need to accept God's education and training.
或者我这样来做一个比方啊。
Maybe I will give you such.
我们的灵呢，好像一个房屋一样。
Our spirit is like
好像一个房间一样。
It's like a room.
那么里面住的呢，就是圣灵。
And inside this room dwells the Holy Spirit.
有的人这个房间呢是很干净的。
Some people. Has this very clean room.
很舒服的。
Very comfortable.
所以圣灵住进去呢，住得很舒服。
And so it is comfortable for the Holy Spirit to live in this room.
有的人这个房间哈，里面是乱糟糟的。
And for some people, this room is very disorderly.
但是因为我们蒙恩得救，神爱我们了，圣灵也住在其中。
But because we are saved and God loves us as well, so the Holy Spirit still lives in this room.
圣灵住在其中呢，他不像主人。
The Holy Spirit lives in this room not as the master of the room.
啊，他住得很不舒服。
And it's very uncomfortable.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个是指着灵的品质说的。
And sister, this refers to the quality of the spirit.
我们稍微讲一点，在约书亚的身上，第一个他有一个甘愿的灵。
In Joshua's spirit, first of all, he has a spirit of willingness.
我们请大家读一下出埃及记。
Let's turn to Exodus.
二十四章。
Chapter 24.
第十三节。
And verse 13.
我读给大家听。
I will read for you.
摩西和他的帮手约书亚起来上了神的山。
So Moses arose with Joshua his servant, and Moses went up to the mountain of God.
在民数记十一章二十八节。
In Numbers chapter 11, verse 28. Then Joshua the son of Nun, the attendant of Moses from his youth, answered and said, Moses, my Lord, restrain them.
在这里讲到摩西的帮手，原文有一个翻译说，是从他年轻时就做摩西的帮手。
Here it tells that Joshua was the helper of Moses from his youth.
这个做帮手，在当时的社会里面呢，就是做仆人的意思。
In that society, if you are a helper or attendant to someone, you are his slave.
就是做servant.
You are his servant.
在那个时代呢，就是你跟你帮助的那一个人呢，住在一起。
And you will live with the person that you're helping with.
他做什么事情呢，你就帮他做。
Whatever he wants to do, he will help them.
像以利沙呢，做以利亚的帮手，圣经里面有一个描写说，他就倒水在以利亚的手中。
And just like Elisha was the helper to Elijah, and he will pour water in his hand.
他就在生活上与以利亚同住。
In his daily life, he will live with Elijah.
我们讲呢，约书亚在他灵的培养上面，第一个，他做摩西的帮手。
And in cultivating and training his spirit, first of all, Joshua was his servant.
用今天新约的话来讲呢，他有一个做门徒的灵。
In today's New Testament term, we can say that he has a spirit of being a disciple.
正好像新约时代呢，保罗告诉提摩太说，你知道你是跟谁学的。
Paul would say to Timothy, "You know who you learned this from."
亲爱弟兄姊妹，我们今天在地上哈。 读书啊，都喜欢找到一个好的老师。
Brother sister, when we pursue our education, we always want to find a good teacher.
找到一个呢有名的老师。
We want to find a very well-known teacher.
今天在属灵上，我们更需要。
Spiritually, we need this even more.
我们需要呢跟随那些年长的弟兄姊妹好的榜样。
We need to follow the good example of the elderly brothers and sisters.
我们有一个肯学的态度。
We need to have this willingness to learn.
肯负轭，接受一点的约束。
And this willingness to take on the yoke, to take on restraint.
我自己觉得我在这个点上学的很少。
I feel myself that I have not learned this well.
在小的时候，在教会的儿童班呢，也做一点事情。
When I was young, I did serve a little bit in the children's class.
做了以后会被接受表扬，很高兴。
Because at that time, once you do something, people will praise you and you feel happy. This is not a heart of the service.
一直到我读大学，主在我身上有一点怜悯，使我这个属灵里面复兴一点。
After I learned, went into college, God has taught me a little bit more.
我记得第一次我做帮手。
I felt that this is the first time I was a helper.
是一个年长弟兄，他写了一份的这个青年读经操练的稿子，他要我帮他刻钢板。
It was a brother who has wrote an article about how to study the Bible
for young people.
Okay.
好，那么
and I was to
prepare the 这个 mimeograph 那个时候。
Oh.
现在都没有这些东西了。
We don't have such a thing now.
那我就几天呢坐在那里，他就站在我背后看我怎么刻。
And so it took me several days to copy his article, and he would stand behind me to see how I'm doing.
他看到我写的一半呢，这一招不行，好，那就重写。
Sometimes I copy to halfway through, and he says, "No, this is not good." Do it again.
弟兄姊妹，如果没有学习的灵啊，会几天就生气了，我不跟你写了，你找别人吧。Brother
and sister, if you do not have this spirit that you want to learn, then after a few days you will get angry and says, "You find somebody else."
这个是少年学习负轭。This
is how a youth will learn to take on the yoke.
所以今天我们在教会的生活的里面。
Today, as we live in the church,
有许多弟兄姊妹可以做我们的老师。
Many brothers and sisters can become our teachers.
他们在主里，在人生中比我们走在前面多的太多了。
They have so much experience in their life.
并且我们借着这样和年长弟兄姊妹们一起生活呢，我们学习跟随圣灵。
And as you live with an older brother and sister in such a way, you learn how to serve.
我们有做门徒的灵。
We need to have a spirit that wants to be a disciple.
我在一个地方服侍，碰见一位弟兄。
As I was serving in one place, I met a brother.
这位弟兄是美国一个大公司哈里面的一个经理。
He was a manager from one of the major companies in the United States.
啊，但是他在教会的服侍非常的美。
But his service in the church was very beautiful.
我以前去呢，一直觉得很奇怪，他为什么会甘愿这样子服侍。
And every time I met him, I was amazed how is he able to serve this way.
前不久呢，我跟他有机会住在他家，跟他个别交通。
Not too long ago, I had a chance to live in his house and have some deeper fellowship.
我就问他这个问题。
And I asked him this question.
他说我被公司派到中国上海去设厂。
He said the company has sent me to Shanghai, China to open up a factory.
他说呢我在那里啊，除了公务完了以后，我就跟当地的一个弟兄生活在一起。
When I was there, after I finished up my work, then I would live with this brother there.
我就看他怎么接电话。
I just observed how he answered the phone.
看他弟兄姊妹来有难处，他怎么听别人讲话。
And when brother sister who has problem come to him, how he would just listen to them.
他说几次以后，我心里面呢就有一个深处的爱慕。
And after a couple of times, in my heart, I have this deep yearning.
他原来侍奉主是这么一回事。
I said, this is how you serve the Lord.
他另外有几次他到香港出差。
He says there are other times that he was on a business trip to Hong Kong.
他在做完公事以后，就跟当地的一位主的仆人呢一起生活。
And after his work, he will live with the local brother there.
他从早到晚哈，早上七点钟开始，一直到晚上十点半钟，我就跟着他。
He says, I will follow him from 7 o'clock in the morning until 10:30 at night.
我看他怎么样处理教会事务。
I will watch him how he takes care of the business.
很多问题我也问他。
I also ask him many questions.
哎呀，他说我就有一个深处的一个羡慕。
He says, again, I have this deep desire.
主啊，侍奉主原来是这样。
I said, Lord, this is how you serve him.
约书亚40年做摩西的帮手。
Joshua was Moses' servant for 40 years.
他看见摩西怎样在众人的那个怒气中，他怎样退回到神的跟前。
He saw how Moses retreated back to God in the midst of wrath from all the people.
怎样在埃及的军兵的压力底下，前面海浪滔天的面前伸杖，他都看见。
Under the pressure of the pursuit of the Egyptian soldiers and facing with the great river in front, how Moses lift up his staff.
这个在他的身上是一个极重要的一个学习。
All these are important learnings from Joshua.
我自己在侍奉中感谢主，主让我认识好些爱主的年长弟兄姊妹。
I thank the Lord that He has caused me to know many elderly brother sister who loves the Lord.
有时候在侍奉里面碰到一些很痛苦的事情。
Sometimes I will encounter things that was very painful.
有一年呢，我在一个地方服侍，真是非常的为难。
One year I was serving in this particular place and it was very difficult.
常常我也祷告主。
I often pray to God.
但是感谢主，就在那时候啊，有的时候圣灵就提醒了，以前帮助我的这些年长，特别有一位姊妹。
But the Holy Spirit will often remind me.Of those people who had helped me before, especially of this one sister.
啊，这位姊妹怎样活在主的面前
？How the sister lived before the Lord?
立刻就叫我里面有一种的这个鼓舞。
And immediately it will encourage my heart.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，做摩西的帮手呢，他就学会了摩西的行事和为人。
My sister, to be the servant of Moses, he learned how to deal and do things like Moses.
啊，他能够 walk.As Moses walked before God, 摩西怎样行走在神的面前，他就学会了自己怎样行走在神的面前。
How Moses walked before God, he will also walk accordingly.
啊，刚开头的时候他可能也有很多的问题，我们等一下讲，他很多时候跟摩西的看法不一致的。
In the beginning, there will still be conflict because he has different opinions than Moses.
他很多的判断也跟摩西不一致的。
His judgment will be different than Moses.
这些都是主在他灵里面。培植做工的一个机会。
All these are opportunities for God to teach and train him.
头一个，他有做门徒那甘愿的灵。
First of all, he has the willingness to be a disciple.
这个灵呢，就涂上他这个人格的色彩。
And this spirit, a color, the aura of his spirit.
在教会里面有时候看见哈，碰见一些事情来，两个弟兄意见不一样。
Sometimes in the church, you will find two brothers have two different opinions.
但是有一个弟兄呢，他立刻就接受了，放下了自己，放得很舒服。
But one brother will immediately let go of his opinion.
我自己在旁边看呢，我都觉得不应该这样啊，应该去讲点理由啊。
When I observe on the sideline, I say you need to reason for yourself.
哎，但是那个弟兄很安息。
But that brother is very peaceful.
那是一个甘愿的理。
That is a willing, a spirit of willingness.
我们不需要很苦的在那里啊挣扎啊讲理由啊各式的这种情形。
We don't need to struggle painfully.
这个是在灵里面的一个故事。
And this is a story in the spirit.
第二个，约书亚有一个刚强的灵。
Second of all, he has a spirit of power.
出埃及记第十七章。
Exodus 17.
我们都很熟悉啊，第十七章呢是全本圣经里面约书亚第一次出现的一章圣经。
This chapter is the first time that we see Joshua appeared.
我们知道那里呢，神吩咐摩西呢要与亚玛利人征战。
In that scripture, it tells us that God has asked Moses to fight with the Amalek.
啊，这亚玛利人来和以色列人征战的，摩西就对约书亚说了：“你为我们选出人来。”出去和亚玛利人征战。
And Amalek came to fight against Israel, and Moses said to Joshua, "Choose men for us and go out and fight against Amalek."
所以我们看见约书亚哈，他第一个的属灵的学习哈，是做帮手；第二个呢，就是出去征战。
We see Joshua's lesson. The first is to be the servant. Second is to go out and fight.
他成为一个年轻的将领。
And he was a young commander.
他选出人来在山下和撒玛利亚人征战。
And he will chose men to fight with Amalek at the foot of the hill.
撒玛利亚是以东的后裔，对不起，亚玛利人，亚玛利人。
Amalek are descendants from Esau.
在属灵的意义上面讲，他就是我们的肉体，就是我们的体。
And spiritually speaking, they refer to our flesh.
我们每一个人呢都有我们的背景，有我们的脾气，有我们的个性。
Each one of us, we have our backgrounds, our temperaments.
这些东西在我们身上呢，我们都会迟早会认识，是我们侍奉神的一个难处和难处。
And sooner or later, they will become a barrier for us to serve God.
这个东西需要被对付掉。
And these things need to be dealt with.
这就是约书亚哈，他除了做仆人帮手以外，第一个属灵的学习。
And besides from being a servant, this is the first thing Joshua needs to learn.
所以有人这样讲，属灵经历的起步啊，乃是开始认识自己，并且学习对付自己的肉体。
And the first step into our spirituality is to know ourselves and learn to deal with ourselves.
如果我们把这个次序搞反的话啊，我们就会成为教会的难处。
If we flip the order of things, then we will become a trouble in the church.
我们用我们的理性呢来认识别人的肉体，我就去对付别人了，我就成为教会的难处。
We will be use our rationale to know other people and to deal with their weaknesses, and we become the problem in church.
一个人真正属灵的起步啊，乃是逐借着环境带我们遇见亚玛利人，他在就在我里面。
And the first step in our spiritual life is so for God to let us encounter the Amalek in our lives, which is ourselves.
开始认识自己。
You begin to know yourself.
这是圣经中头一次提到约书亚，我们就看见他在跟亚玛利人征战。
The Bible referred mentioned Joshua for the first time in this passage, and he was fighting with Amalek.
摩西在这个点上呢是非常有，他很有学习，有丰富的经历的。
And Moses also has abundant learning before the Lord in this matter.
他有四十年的光阴呢。问主说为什么你不用我
He had used 40 years of time to ask God, why didn't you use me?
他问到一个地步最后说主啊你不应该用我
He asked to the point, he says, Lord, you shouldn't use me.
他的己被对付了
Because his self and flesh
has been dealt with. 所以他能够上到山上去真正的扶持约书亚学习对付自己
He was able to go up to the top of the hill and to help Joshua to learn to deal with himself.
今天的教会中啊，需要很多像摩西这样的，自己的己被对付了，看见别人的时候，我们就到山上去祷告。
Today we need many people like this in the church that you yourself has already been dealt with. And when you see other people's self arise, you're able to retreat back to the top of the hill and to pray.
这个祷告不容易啊。
And this prayer is not easy.
整天的征战呢，摩西谁可以一天举，整天把手举着的呢？
And this battle is not easy. Who can raise up, who can hold up his hand all day long?
况且摩西那时候已经年老八十几岁了。
And Moses at that time was already 80 some years old.
所以有亚伦和户珥一起站在旁边，拉着他的手。
And so there's Aaron and Hur supporting his hand, one on each side.
弟兄姊妹们，对付己哈，就是对付我们的魂。
Brother and sister, to deal with ourselves.And flesh is to deal with our soul.
教会里面呢，我们要求主多多兴起灵里面呢很明亮的人。
In the church, we need to ask God to raise up those people who are very sensitive and in their spirit.
但是我们的魂的最好不要太大。
And who does not have a great soul?
摩西原来就是一个魂很大的人。
Formerly, Moses was one who has a great soul.
啊，他学会了把自己的魂呢，服在灵的管制底下。
He has learned to submit his soul under the control of.
一个人的肉体如果没有被对付
，If a man's flesh has not been dealt with,
这个人在神的手中就没有什么用处。
And then this man is useless in God's hand.
可能别人会拍手，但是呢，在神的眼中看没有用。
Maybe other people will applaud for you, but God will deem you useless.
我的时间到了。
My time is up.
我觉得我要学习守时。
I felt that I need to learn how to keep the time.
我想我就停在这里，道是讲不完的。
And I will end here, even though I have not finished.
我们一同在主面前有一点祷告。
Let us pray before God.
亲爱的主
，Dear Lord,
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
因为你何等的爱我们。
Because you love us so much.
你为了拯救我们。
To save us.
你亲自来到地上。
You came down to this earth.
降卑为人。
And humble yourself as a man.
并且像奴仆一样来服侍我们。
And serve us as a servant.
As a slave.
A slave.
你为我们死在十字架上。
You have died on the cross.
成全了父神的旨意。
And to fulfill the Father's will.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，今天你拯救了我们。
Today you have saved us.
你把那做仆人的生命也赏赐了给我们。
You also gave us the life as a servant.
亲爱的主，愿你得着我们。
May you take hold of us.
使我们愿意做一个肯学的人。
So we will be willing to learn.
肯在我们的灵里面接受。你的栽培和训练
and to receive your training in our spirit.
你怎样得着了约书亚
how you have gained Joshua.
主啊，今天你在教会中得着更多的约书亚
that today you will gain more people in this church.
好叫你的家丰富，你的旨意得以成全
that your church will be abundant and that your will be done.
谢谢你听我们的祷告
thank you for hearing our prayers.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名
in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen.